Back here as we approach 10:10 on the Mighty 690, another exciting match day continues. And joining us on the line, we have Becky Barnhart, a Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning. It is a great morning. I've been watching the leaderboard, and there's a lot of organizations that are doing well today, and I'm glad for everybody.
I know. That is super exciting here to be able to see all the different organizations be getting some money. And then we have to remember, too,
sure,
that this is all before the match is going to be added in. So that'll be, of course, distributed.
Right.
$100,000 will be distributed to the different organizations, you know, based on how much is raised.
Exactly. And it's been very beneficial to us in the years past. So I won't spend too much time talking about it. I want to kind of talk about the shelter and the happenings there, because it's been a very, very good week for us. I have 7 adoptions that I can talk about today, and that's just a remarkable number. We have Augie and Cannon, Kiki, Jelly, Big Brutus, Happy, and Paisley. They were all adopted, and some was from the shelter, some was from the fact that we went out to the Tractor Supply and took some animals out there, and some adoptions occurred that way. And because we were at the Tractor Supply, we were also giving a very nice donation of $500 that we can use to spend at that store. I know they did this for several organizations. That's a wonderful new business coming in and supporting this community. We also, while Danny was sitting there, a gentleman from Taco Bell came over and said, you know, we have more plastic gloves than we could possibly use. Could you be interested? And oh, gosh, yes, because we go through the little plastic gloves constantly. So another great donation came. So it's been very good at the shelter, and I think it's the season. People are starting to kind of get in that mood to give, so we hope that continues. The only cat that I can talk about today is Sonic. Sonic's all by himself. It's a little girl. She's all by herself. Everyone else has been adopted. So if someone is interested in a very nice cat, she's full grown, she's a calico, she's laid back, her name is Sonic, she is sponsored, come out to the shelter and give Sonic a chance, because she certainly deserves it. Now, coming up, we're going to be having our open house on December the 3rd. It will be at the shelter. We do this annually. We have punch and cookies available, and I just found out this morning that we're going to have Santa there to take photographs with your pet. It would be a $10 donation that would go straight to the shelter. Mandy Ferguson, who has Memories by Mandy, will be doing this for us, and she says all proceeds go back to the shelter. So if you're interested in getting a photo with your pet, we will have that available on December the 3rd from 1 to 3. And then City Rec is doing their annual photo with Santa, and that's December the 18th, and it's there at the City Rec building, and it is from 6 to 7:30, and donations will be accepted for the photograph, and just, again, it's the wonderful things we always need, the toys, the blankets, the treats for the cats and the dogs, just anything you think that the animals would enjoy would be the donation for that. A lot of fun things happening for us, and again, it's all community surrounding, helping support that shelter. So our hours, I know I'm to talk briefly today, so I've got more animals to talk about, but just come out to the shelter and see these great dogs. They're just wonderful, and we have a new one that's out. Reba just showed up. She's a little red dachshund. She's only a year old. She'd be available today, so if you're looking for a small dog, Reba is now available. Come out to the shelter. We're there from 1 to 3, Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. And our hours, as I just said, but our telephone number is 620-252-6060. Go to Facebook, CFA. Our staff member just recently uploaded and did a cute video of the animals available, so go check that out, too. But continue to give today. Today's a great day.
It sure is, and I'm sorry to cut you off there a little short, Becky. And I mean, I've got to I've got to curtail my yakking too, and I'm not doing a very good job at that. So
you know what? We have the gift of gab. What can we say? Right?
I know. It doesn't help not being here yesterday. I've built up some head pressure here. So, all right. Well, Becky,
right.
We really appreciate you coming on by, and I know we have your match day interview that John did with you, and we're going to be playing that here in just a little bit later in the program, so people can learn a little bit more about what you all do over there.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for your time. And everyone have a great day.
Okay. Thank you so much, Becky. We appreciate it. You have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. That is Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And coming up, we do have another Match Day interview. This is talking about the folks over at Safe House with Brooke Powell. So John Leonard got to sit down with her. So that is on the way. And we got lots to come here as we continue a busy Match Day 2023. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.